We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is the feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Looking at a high of 61 degrees today, and with rising temps comes the return of ticks.
Why do you have to ruin it?
I know. I'm not ruining it. It's the New York State Department of Health.
It's the ticks.
Yeah. Say that tick season is now active. Tick-borne illnesses continue to be an increasing public health risk in the U.S. and especially in New York State. From 2004 to 2016, more than 69,000 cases of tick-borne illnesses were reported in New York alone. Only Pennsylvania had more cases during that time frame. In Monroe County, however, good news. Health officials say reports of cases have dropped from 85 in 2017 to 45 in 2018, and no cases have been reported yet this year. But it's just starting to warm up. So still, you know, it's as important as ever to practice safety tips like checking your clothes and any exposed skin frequently, you know, for ticks while outdoors. And especially if you bring your dog out, you know, into the woods or like a grassy field, check them too.
You could almost turn the Team PXY feed into a drinking game where every time Whitney does a story about a disease of some sort, you take a drink.
It's like a public health issue. What do you
mean? No, it's a good thing.
And there have been many times that my family and I, like, we've left, you know, Mendon Ponds Park, Powder Mill, whatever, and my dog has had like 12 ticks on it.
It is a thing.
It's a real problem.
Definitely something to look out for.
And
my
best friend's boyfriend has Lyme disease from a tick. So there.
I'm sorry for... no one's ever thrown someone with Lyme disease as like a comeback. Like, Lyme disease.
It's not fear-mongering. This is real,
Thank you, Jerry, for your Lyme disease.
Yeah.
An incredible 17 students at a high school in Cincinnati, Ohio, received perfect scores on the ACT test.
Wow.
Additionally, another 23 students at the same school missed getting a perfect score by just 1 point. And it's unclear whether this was a record or not, since the ACT doesn't really keep track of students who earn a perfect score by the school they attend.
Mm.
However, a spokesperson for the ACT said, "I have never heard of so many students in one school earning a perfect score." To put this into perspective, how awesome and incredible this is,
yeah.
Only 0.1% of ACT test takers nationwide earn a perfect score.
Wow.
And 17 people there did, 23 were very close, and no foul play or cheating was suspected.
Because, yeah, I was thinking that.
First thought. Does that mean that we're broken? Like, my first thought was, right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, standardized testing, not for me.
Is it for anybody?
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan
like
either, but we don't have to be.
Yeah, right. A Houston high school has implemented a controversial new dress code for parents. As dress codes do, this is riling people up. In a letter sent to parents earlier this month, the principal wrote that parents cannot enter school grounds while wearing pajamas or revealing clothing. The school is also prohibiting parents from wearing leggings, sagging pants, which I don't know if that means like sweatpants or what.
Probably just baggy. Yeah.
All right. Low-rider shorts, short dresses, and low-cut tops. And furthermore, women can't wear a satin cap, hair curlers, shower cap.
Come on.
Who would wear a shower cap? Or a bonnet, because it's 1789.
People are busy. I don't know.
Bonnets, though?
I don't know. I guess I don't know how. Maybe there's like a modern-day bonnet.
Is this
maybe
like
you're just
Colonial Williamsburg in Virginia? The new policy was implemented to, quote, prepare our children and let them know daily the appropriate attire they are supposed to wear when entering a building, going somewhere, applying for a job, or visiting someone outside of the home setting, end quote. The whole thing started because a mom was not allowed to enroll her daughter at the high school because she showed up wearing a t-shirt dress and a headscarf. So they've decided to... Really?
Seems a little extreme.
Overcourse correction, possibly.
Yeah. Rochester is playing a big role this year in the NFL draft. On Saturday, the Buffalo Bills will be announcing their draft picks from right here in Rochester. The round 6 draft pick will be announced by Mayor Lovely Warren, and she'll be joined by students from Rochester as well as a, quote, Bills legend from the Super Bowl era, according to the city, although the identity of the former Bills player has not been announced. The last time I checked, it was still not announced.
Okay.
The event will run this Saturday from 4 to, from noon until 4 this Saturday at the Genesee River Trail near Cornhill Landing. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm not really, I don't really do football, but like, I mean, like, I would maybe still go to that if I could.
Would you?
Why not? Something new. Actually, no, I won't, because I'm going to be going to see the Avengers at like noon on Saturday.
Of course,
I have tickets already.
Wow. Alone? Yeah. Are you going alone? Oh, no, you're going with your two friends, Dan and Mark.
Yeah.
Which I knew. I just knew it.
It's a little creepy that you know like which friends of mine.
Okay, they're also like your best friends.
That's also true.
That weird.
That's also true. Yeah, we got tickets ahead. We got tickets like, I don't know if this puts me in the nerd zone, but we got tickets like maybe a month ago.
Yep. Yep.
But we wanted to see it opening weekend, and they're going to probably sell out pretty quick.
Interesting.
And I don't, and you know, you're the one who always talks about like, you know, this makes you nervous, that makes you nervous. Yeah. What makes me nervous is like rolling the dice. Am I going to get tickets for this movie when I'm driving to the theater?
God forbid you see it next weekend or at a matinee this week.
I know you're joking, but yes, God forbid that happens.
Earlier in the feed, you said that you would be surprised if there would be, if there were ever a feed in which I was not fear-mongering some kind of like
health crisis. Oh, I didn't say fear-mongering.
Crisis.
Just, you know, talking about some sort of, yes, health crisis, yes, disease.
Well, that brings me to my next point, which is something that happened yesterday.
Oh, no.
And
did you get a tick?
No, I didn't get a tick.
Okay.
I don't think you get a tick.
Where you like go to the tick store and...
No, something happened at... I was trying to get coffee at a coffee shop. And I want to know, truly, I want to know if this is something that is like falls under the umbrella of like Whitney being a germaphobe. Or if like the majority, including you, would have done the same thing.
Oh, so you took action. Well, okay.
No, I kind of froze. I kind of froze and I did nothing. Which, you know, fight, flight, freeze. We'll get into it in a minute. All right?
Okay, we'll do that next in PXY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.